Pinna.
While you may have heard the name Carnegie Hall in relation to music and live performance, do you know that it also has educational online resources for kids and families? Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 to 12, where they can learn about music through fun games and quizzes. Kids can check out games like Animal or Instrument, where kids listen to sounds and then guess how they were made. Or they can interact with Musical Explorers Around the World Map, which teaches kids different musical traditions from all over the planet. Carnegie Hall Kids ignites imagination in children with activities that both encourage musical curiosity and develop knowledge of musical concepts. So start their musical journey early and go to kids.carnegiehall.org to check out fun, child-friendly games and quizzes. So, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? You point and click.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name is Adam Gidwitz. I'm an author. I'm also a storyteller. I like telling all kinds of stories, but I especially like telling grim fairy tales. You may think you know grim fairy tales, and you may think that they are sweet and boring. But listen, those tales you heard were the cute, happy, little kid bedtime versions of the grim tales. The original grim fairy tales aren't like that at all. They're weird, and sometimes gross, and often scary. In other words, they're grim. And I'm about to host a virtual storytelling session and tell one of the original grim tales to a bunch of kids. Do you want to join me? Do you want to hear a grim fairy tale? I don't know if you said yes or no because I can't hear you, so let me help you decide. On a scale of grim, grimmer, and grimmest, this story is grimmer. Most of the tale is just kind of strange, but the ending does get rather gruesome. If I get to a part of the story and you start to feel scared or uncomfortable, this is what you could do. You could turn down the volume and count to 5, then turn the volume back up. If it still seems like a part you don't want to hear, turn it down and count to 5 again. You know how much weird and gross and scary you're ready for. You know what you need. Okay, I'm about to join the session. There are kids inside waiting to hear a grim fairy tale. So, are you coming in? Grim, grimmer, grimmest.
Toy.
Okay.
So, what we're going to do today is I'm actually going to tell a story that is not by the same authors as all the other stories from Grim, Grimmer, Grimmest.
What?
So, to set this, I know. This is a
so
big
something
day.
That's
this honestly
not
is.
By you?
Not by the Brothers Grimm?
Yes, exactly.
Which means it's not a grim fairy tale.
Yeah, it means it's not grim at all.
Well, it is not grim with 2 M's, like, because it is not by the Brothers Grimm, but it is definitely grim with 1 M. Who can tell me what grim with 1 M means?
Super, like, scary and sad and is not pleasant and everything.
I couldn't define it better myself. Now, what is grim with 2 M's?
The Brothers Grimm.
Who were they?
They were, I think, like, 2 or 3 brothers from Germany who traveled writing fairy tales.
That's completely right. The Brothers Grimm were two brothers who traveled around Germany, listening to fairy tales that people told them and writing those stories down. But the Brothers Grimm were not the only ones, it turns out, who were walking around Germany in the 1800s asking people to tell them fairy tales. There were a few other people who were doing that too. And one of those guys was named Franz Xaver von Schönwert. Can you all try to say that? I don't even know if you tried or you were just saying random sounds. All right, let's repeat after me. Everybody, ready? His name was Franz.
Franz.
Xaver.
Xaver.
Von.
Von.
Schön.
Schön.
Wert.
Wert.
Good. Great. So, Franz Xaver von Schönwert was also walking around gathering stories, much like the Brothers Grimm did, in the same areas of southern Germany around the same time. He was just a little bit later, so he knew about their stories. But the main difference between von Schönwert's stories and the stories the Brothers Grimm collected was that, as weird as the Grimm brothers' stories were, sometimes von Schönwert's stories were even weirder.
Whoa.
Is that possible?
Yeah, it is possible. You see, what happened was the Brothers Grimm would often edit the stories they collected. They would clean them up. Von Schönwert didn't do that. He wrote them down just like he heard them. So sometimes there are parts that are, well, kind of weird. Also, von Schönwert's stories can be just as grim as any grim tale.
Ooh.
And this story is called The Turnip Princess.
Once upon a time, there was a princess who ran away from home. You see, her parents were insisting that she eat her vegetables.
Please, eat your vegetables, darling.
Come on, sweetie. Just a bite.
And she didn't want to. The royal chef had tried every recipe in every cookbook, but still the princess refused to even try a vegetable.
Perhaps you'd like this, madam? No.
So finally, the princess's parents said,
I don't want to do this, sweet one, but until you start eating your vegetables, you won't get any dessert.
Ever again.
What? No fair!
The princess was so upset, she ran away. Now, she didn't mean to stay away forever. She just wanted to scare her parents a little, so they'd let her have dessert without eating her vegetables.
Isn't that bribery?
Wait, explain. What's bribery?
Or is it blackmail?
Oh, maybe
like
blackmail.
Like if you don't let me have dessert, I'll never come home.
Yeah, that is complete blackmail.
That's illegal!
Blackmail is illegal. She should be ashamed.
She should be thrown up in a cell with nothing but turnips.
Or maybe something worse will happen.
While the princess was wandering through a nearby meadow, expecting at any moment to hear the horns of a royal rescue party setting out to find her, it began to thunder. Lightning flashed and rain poured down. The princess ran into the nearest grove of trees to get out of the rain. She quickly became lost. Soon, wet and frightened, she stumbled upon a cave and went inside for shelter, which seemed like a good idea, but it wasn't.
Nope, definitely not.
Never run into a dark place in a fairy tale.
Never. If you run into like an even like slightly dark place or like slightly eerie place in a scary setting, something bad is gonna happen.
Yeah,
and you're right,
because inside of that cave there was a witch and also a bear.
I knew it.
You knew that there would be a witch and a bear?
No, I knew there would be a bear. I didn't know there would be a witch.
That makes sense. Can I just pause and say that from a storytelling perspective, either a witch or a bear would have been enough, right? Like, she runs in and there's a witch and she's like, oh no, it's a witch! Or she runs in, there's a bear, and she's like, oh no, it's a bear! But you run in, there's a witch and a bear, and you're like, that seems like overkill, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
This is the sort of thing that always happens in Franz Xaver von Schönwert stories. You're like, I know what's gonna happen, there's gonna be a witch. Wait, there's also a bear? What?
Oh, cool.
Right.
So, in this cave, there was a witch and there was a bear. And the girl screamed and turned and started to run away. But the witch shouted,
get her!
And the bear ran after the princess and grabbed her by the ankle with his big paw and carried her upside down into the depths of the cave.
Put me down! I demand you put me down!
Now, girl,
said the witch.
I need you to do me a favor.
And she led the princess over to a wall of the cave, where a rusty iron nail was sticking out from the stone. The witch pointed at the rusty iron nail with a curving, gnarled finger.
Pull it out.
The princess was not sure why a witch and a bear would want her to pull a rusty iron nail out of a cave wall. She figured it must be some kind of trick or something. She thought about the time a boy who worked in the castle had asked her to pull his finger, and then he'd farted. She wondered if it was something like that.
Have you guys ever heard that, pull my finger and then somebody farts? No?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my dad always does that.
So the princess asked the witch,
Are you going to fart?
What? No! Pull the nail.
Are you sure you're not going to fart?
The bear roared. Which scared the bananas out of the princess. So she pulled the nail. And suddenly, the bear transformed into a very handsome man. And the witch transformed into a beautiful queen with long auburn hair. And the princess transformed into a turnip.
What is a turnip? Who knows what a turnip is?
A veggie.
Can you describe a turnip for us, please?
It's red, and it's a vegetable, and you take it out of the ground.
Exactly.
She totally deserved it.
Why?
Because she was so rude and spoiled. She ran away because she couldn't have dessert.
That's totally true.
The queen, who used to be a witch, embraced the handsome man who used to be a bear. She cried,
We did it! The sorcerer's spell has finally been broken! I'm a queen again, and you aren't a bear anymore.
Hooray!
Cried the handsome man who used to be a bear.
Now we can return to my kingdom and get married at last! Just like we planned to before that mean sorcerer put his horrible curse upon us.
Okay, can someone explain the backstory as you understand it based on what I just said? Like, what happened? Why are these people a bear and a witch?
She was a queen, and probably a sorcerer didn't like her, so they put a curse on her. Question is, though, why couldn't the witch have pulled the nail out herself?
What a great question. Anyone have an idea?
She would turn into the turnip.
Ah, you got it.
So now the witch was a queen, the bear was a handsome man, and the princess was a turnip. The handsome man looked down at the rusty nail and the turnip lying side by side on the cave floor. And he felt bad. Sorry for the princess who was now a turnip. But he didn't know what to do. He was just a good-looking guy who had lived near the queen's palace. And now that he and the queen were human again, he'd get to marry her and they'd live happily ever after. So he smiled at the beautiful queen and they journeyed together back to her kingdom.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
When they returned to the palace, the queen threw a lavish wedding. Everyone in the kingdom came to watch their beautiful queen, who had been lost for many years, get married to the handsome man. And they should have lived happily ever after.
But they didn't.
But they didn't. Because the beautiful queen was really not very nice. She ordered everyone around, including her husband, the handsome man. And she was horrible to the servants who worked in the palace. She had a maid who brushed her hair, but when a knot caused the maid to tug too hard...
Ow! Sorry! Throw her in the dungeon!
She had a chef who cooked meals only for her, but when the chef made a dish she didn't like...
Ew! You don't like it?
Banish her from the kingdom.
And she had a footman who fed her snacks by hand whenever she felt hungry. But when he fed her a grape that was too sour...
Too sour?
How could I have known that?
Put him to death.
Yeah, she was really mean. Also, the handsome man felt guilty. Not just about how awful the queen was to everyone. He still felt guilty about the turnip princess. One day, as the handsome man and the queen were strolling in the garden, the handsome man said to himself,
We turned an innocent person into a turnip.
Except he apparently said it out loud, because the queen heard him.
Will you just forget about it already? Who cares that some princess is going to be a turnip for the rest of time? All that matters is that we're happy.
But the handsome man wasn't sure about that.
Why should we be happy at someone else's expense?
Okay, now I have a serious question for you, truly. What does it mean to be happy at someone else's expense?
You're taking away someone else's happiness to get yours, or you're just risking someone else's happiness to get yours?
Interesting.
That was like exactly what I was gonna say.
Whoa.
It's sort of like letting someone suffer for your happiness. Mm. Or feeling that someone else has to suffer so that you can feel happy.
Mm. Okay, now here's my question. Is that okay? If someone
no.
has to be miserable so you can be happy?
No.
The handsome man said to the queen,
You know what? I'm not even really that happy. Knowing that that princess is stuck as a turnip?
Well, the queen really didn't like that.
If I hear you even mention the turnip princess again, I'll...
The queen suddenly stopped speaking, because she had just noticed a big lump in the handsome man's shirt pocket. The queen reached in and took the lump out. It was...
The turnip.
The turnip. The queen screamed at the handsome man.
You've been holding on to that turnip this whole time?
I felt bad.
Feelings are for peasants.
The queen began to walk away with the turnip.
Where are you going?
The handsome man asked, running after her. And the queen replied,
I'm going to eat my vegetables.
Oh, no.
What is she going to do?
She's going to eat the turnip.
They soon arrived in the kitchen, where the queen demanded that her chef cut up the turnip immediately. A dishwasher replied,
"You've banished the chef."
"All right,"
said the queen.
"Then I'll do it myself."
The handsome man begged her to stop.
"Wait! Stop! Please!"
But she would not. She threw the turnip on a cutting board and grabbed a knife.
"Don't do it!"
pleaded the handsome man, grabbing at her arm.
"Get off of me!"
the queen shouted, and she raised the knife above her head.
"You're evil!"
cried the handsome man.
"This is why the sorcerer cursed you in the first place. You're wicked!"
The queen was filled with rage. She lifted the butcher knife over her head and brought it down, slicing off the green leaves and stem of the turnip. Suddenly, the handsome man was fumbling in his pockets. He took out the rusty nail.
"Ugh, you kept that too? What kind of weird hoarder are you?"
The handsome man walked over to the stone wall of the kitchen, and he said,
"Put the knife down."
The queen saw that he was aiming the rusty nail at the stone wall.
"You wouldn't."
"Try me."
The queen raised the knife again. The handsome man raised the nail above his head. The queen's eyelid twitched. The handsome man's lip quivered. Then the queen brought the knife down as hard and as fast as she could towards the turnip. And the handsome man rammed the nail as hard and as fast as he could at the wall. The nail got there first. The knife clattered to the ground.
Oh, yay!
The queen transformed into a witch. The handsome man transformed into a bear. And the turnip transformed into a princess. And the dishwasher cried,
"What the?"
The princess sat up.
What?
Her hair was all short and spiky.
Why is her hair all short and spiky?
The queen.
Because the queen chopped off her hair.
Leaves went chop sweep.
Because when she chopped the green stuff off of the turnip, that was probably the princess's hair.
Right.
The witch roared with fury, grabbed the knife from the floor, and lunged at the princess. But the bear jumped on the witch's back and tore her into pieces with his claws and his teeth.
Woohoo!
And then he ate every last bit of her until there was blood all over the kitchen floor and his fur and his face.
Are you guys okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Somebody looks very shocked right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna...
And he fainted.
The princess and the dishwasher stared in horror. Then the bear sat up and said,
I'm sorry you had to see that.
The princess, who used to be a turnip but wasn't anymore, helped the bear get washed up. Then the princess and the bear traveled back to the princess's kingdom. Her parents were so relieved to have her home that they forgave her for running away and for bringing home a very large bear. And the bear and the princess became the best of friends. And the princess always ate her vegetables, except for turnips. Turnips she had never eaten, and she never would. The end.
Why is there a talking dishwasher?
No,
this is like,
sorry.
500 years ago? Dishwashers weren't invented then.
Oh, gosh, guys,
dishwasher
I'm sorry.
Is a person.
Yes, a dishwasher 500 years
the
ago and today in a restaurant.
Washes the dishes.
Oh, so it wasn't like the machine dishwasher. Oh.
Grim, Grimmer, Grimmest is a Pinna original production, created, written, and narrated by me, Adam Gidwitz, author of A Tale, Dark and Grim, co-written by Allie Horn, produced and edited by Ilana Milner, casting by Paula Gammon-Wilson, voice direction by Ilana Milner and Paula Gammon-Wilson, sound design and mixing by Beat Street NYC, executive produced by Anne Richards, production support by Ashley Beecher and Thaddeus Danqua. Characters voiced by Allison Lee Rosenfeld, Barrett Letty, Billy Bob Thompson, Colin Ryan, Eddie Lee, Erica Schroeder, Rachel Slotke, Ryan Nichols, and Shelley Baez. Special thanks to all the kids who joined us for our storytelling sessions. You guys are awesome.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.